been implemented there, with tops expected about 38 degrees. It's 8 o'clock now, Eastern Daylight Saving Time on Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ. Mark Van Gestel from the Stewards Room is joining us. Good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Looking forward to the program today at Rose Hill, back there first time in a month. What have you got today from the Stewards Room?
Jason had a race three, for Box Swift was worth mention from Canterbury on the 4th of January. Did finish seventh in the field of seventh there when it was first up. I had a few excuses. Rider tried to take cover on the horse in the early stages. The horse raced too keen, and ultimately was left racing wide without cover for the majority of the event. It did have a slight lameness issue in the near four leg, 1 out of 5 lame, and we've got the necessary veterinary clearances for Fox Swift. In the highway, there's two horses to mention there, Nick and Nita, Canterbury on the 9th of January. In the early stages, went back from a wide draw, but then in the straight was held up to about 150 metres, and then again over the concluding stages, couldn't be fully tested. And number three, Risk and Reward at Randwick on the 29th of December, second up on that occasion, finished seventh behind Orion Fire, but never obtained clear running in the straight and couldn't be tested, and certainly should have finished much closer than what the form suggests. Take it in the race six, number six, Hand Fast at Canterbury on the 4th of January. Chamber Tactic there had ridden more forward. It settled just in behind the pace, but then on the early part of the straight, it was held off for clear running and probably didn't get out to about the 200 metres, beaten only a half neck and finishing second to no interest. And the final one to mention, Asterius in race number eight, finished seventh behind Live and Free on the 29th of December, went back in the early stages and just in the straight, was held up for clear running into about the 250 metres, and it did finish the race off reasonably well as well in that race. So they're probably the ones to mention, Jason.
Excellent. Many thanks, Mark. Have a good day today.
Great. Thank you.
Mark Van Gestel from the Stewards Room at Rose Hill Gardens, the first of which gets underway today at 20 past one, the countdown to the Golden Slipper Sprint. Ron Doffersey has been with us throughout the last hour, chatting to our guests, and he stays with us for the preview. And now we are joined by Simon Dinopoulos. Good morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Looking forward to getting back to Rose Hill today.
Yeah, certainly always a big plus, I think, racing at Rose Hill. I think it is the fairest track in Sydney, or I would think, or where I've had the most luck anyway. So on a good track today, and nice to see the cool change roll in. It's been a battle this week, so hopefully not too hot this afternoon and we can find a few winners.
Yeah, sure has been a bit of a battle with the heat, hasn't it? I think around much of New South Wales and, in fact, much of Australia in recent times. Joining us also from TAB, Trent Langscar. Good morning to you again, Trent.
Good morning to you, Jason.
Looking forward to today. How's the money been on the Rose Hill card?
Yeah, there has been a fair bit that's been wagered on the meeting, Jason. I heard yourself and Duff in the previous hour talk about Lungberg. Unfortunately, that 260 disappeared pretty quick on Wednesday, and now into an odds-on quote. Has been the best back runner on the card, but just scrolling through, you've had interest on Bon Ami in race five, also Sweet Scandal in race six. So just throughout the card, there are a couple of races where the punters are keeping the powder dry, but throughout the meeting, there's been good support for a few runners.
All right, well, let's get into our preview with the first race, the countdown to the Golden Slipper Sprint over 1,100 metres for the two-year-olds.
For the first on the card in saddlecloth order, we have Accession, equal favourite with the tab at $2.40. Igniting, equal favourite, $2.40. Antonio Padre is being scratched, 6 cents the win, 6 cents the place, the deduction today. Crown Affair, 23. Deep Chill, scratched. Deduction, 2 cents the win, 2 cents the place yesterday. Deterge, 9.50. Galaxy, 41. Oslo, scratched, no deduction. Hathars, scratched. Deduction, 3 cents the win, 3 cents the place yesterday. Peralta, scratched, no deduction. Avon River, 5. Vici, scratched. The deduction, 3 cents the win, 3 cents the place yesterday. Zoriana, scratched. 2 cents the win, 2 cents the place today. And Giselle Ann, 14. Well, the scratchings have really cut up the market here, Jason, but of the equal favourites, there has been more support for Igniting, who was $3.70 when the market was first posted on Wednesday, now at $2.40, along with Accession. And I will say that Avon River has also had support, a bet of $5,000 at $6.50. Avon River, now a $5 chance.
Yeah, interesting race, isn't it, in the first race here with Accession and Igniting, the two equal two favourites here.
Yeah, what do you say about the speed, Simon?
I'd say, obviously, with the scratchings, Ronnie, we lose a bit of speed out of it. But I think Galaxy comes across from the draw. Giselle Ann, obviously, from the inside won't be too far away. I think back on top of the ground, the Turge, they'll want to utilise that inside draw. Accession also there. So probably just an even tempo to begin the day.
Yeah, disappointing when you've got a nice, strong field of 14 and you end up with 7. I suppose having 2 2-year-old races Friday night, Saturday at this time of year doesn't work. But anyway, I'll leave that to the programmers to sort that out. Look, I don't know whether I'm going the right way here or not. I'm just going through loyalty. I've been on him in both his starts a session, and I don't think he's done too much wrong. I know it's always dangerous, you know, betting out of restricted races like the English Nursery, but I just think he's an improving horse. He's had a month and the typical tick-over wallet trial since winning at Randwick. I think he should be right up to the mark here, and he's maps. He obviously maps quite nicely there. Igniting, I wouldn't be surprised if he runs favourite here. He did do enough at East Abou, racing a little bit greenly, and he only had one trial leading into that race, so I can't see him in anything bar improving here, and Kieran did seem pretty hot on him this morning, I must say. Avon River, nice debut, running second to Hightail. Well, that form looks good now, doesn't it? That's the Magic Millions form. And certainly anything out of this, any two-year-old out of this yard, the Godolphin team is very, very competitive. And his stablemate, Deterge, I thought he was a really nice trial before being in the market there at Warwick Farm. But, look, I'll forgive him because of the heavy track, and give him another chance here. I'm expecting big improvement from Deterge. But I thought, even though there's 7 runners, it's pretty tricky, this race. 1, 2, 11 and 6.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Just flip the top selections, the Quinella. I'm with Igniting. I just think that pull in the weights with these two-year-olds, I don't think there's a lot between the two horses on talent, given what we've seen. They've only had, obviously, 3 starts between them. But I think the 1,000 metres, obviously, was a good performance on debut. He kept coming to the line, and I thought he trialled well leading up to it. I think he's going to keep improving. And you touched on Kieran Maher, Ronnie. Stable is the definition of flying. 32% from their last 50 runners and 21 from their last 350. So no surprises.
Is that across the board Australia-wide? What's his Sydney strike rate? Have you got that handy? It should be just about better, probably.
Yeah, that's across the board, Ronnie. I'll get back to you on his.
No worries.
Yeah,
I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's the big one for me, though, close to 40% with favourites, which is outstanding. So certainly a stable you can follow with confidence, and looking forward to see what he does when he obviously does open that stable in Sydney. But I'll lean his way. No knock on Accession, just at the weights is the one query. But look, he's a promising colt himself, and he gets into a good spot, he's sure to make his presence felt in the finish. And then the two Godolphin runners, Avon River, I thought her debut was solid. And, yeah, expect the Turge to really show improvement here today. He was hard in the market and just didn't handle the track. But I think Igniting's pretty promising, and that pull in the weights, I think, leaned his way. Numbers 2, 1, 11 and 6.
And just before we move on, we're on the two-year-olds. Have you had time to sort of rate that Magic Millions? It might not rate as strong as a few?
Yeah, not as strong as what we've seen in the past, Ronnie. I think certainly Godolphin, while obviously could win or exhilarate, I think Tussaud is still their number one seed heading towards the slipper. And obviously looking forward to see Brooklyn Hustle come back. She looks to be the pick of the ones down in Melbourne. But on what we've seen in Sydney, I think Tussaud's still top dog.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, interesting. They're still favourite at $5 with tab fixed odds. And pretty impressive stats there, aren't they, for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. Darren Findell in the first has gone 1, 2, 11 and 6. He's with Accession to win. Trent, let's move on to race 2 for the 3 and 4-year-olds, the Benchmark 72.
For the second on the card at Rosehill here, Jason, we have Let's Party Marty scratched, no deduction. Lungberg, tab fixed odds favourite, $1.65. Above and Beyond, 11. Navigator scratched, deduction today, 2 cents the win, 2 cents the place. Matawi, 8. Vega Days, 5.50. Salas, 7.50. Bring the Magic scratched, the deduction, 12 cents the win, 11 cents the place this morning. High Low Bet, 11. And Doria, 26. Well, the punters, they've only wanted one horse here in this particular race, and that is Lungberg, who opened 2.60 on Wednesday, now all the way into $1.65. The biggest bet we've had on Lungberg was placed yesterday, a bet of $8,300 at $1.80. And then the others in single figures, they've only come in because of a couple of scratchings. Lundberg, one of the best backs on the card for Rose Hill today.
Yeah, he looks exceptionally hard to beat despite the wide draw here, Simon.
Yeah, and looks to get across. I don't think the draw is too big an issue for him. Above and Beyond kicks up inside. Obviously, with Navigator coming out, I think Lundberg just comes straight across, sits outside. Interesting with Gerald Ryan this morning, Ronnie Zaria suggested show a bit more speed, so she possibly could get into a bit of a position here, and then Matawi, but I think he just lands outside the lead, Jungberg.
Yeah, at first I thought, oh, they'd like, you know, he's a nice horse, you've got to teach him to settle all this and that and whatever, but there's no other option, is there? He's drawn 8 of 8, he's the best horse, he's just got to go crunch outside, Above and Beyond, and Navigator won't be far away and Zaria won't be far away, but all in all there's no pressure here. It's not as if he's got to be on his bike, so he should get across if he settles and does everything right. He's just too good for him. He's an impressive colt. I think he looks group class in the making. He really come on from one run to the next with that little break between runs, and he has to be hard to beat again. It's poison now. It's $1.65. It's a chip. All chips are in everywhere. I think he'll win. I think Above and Beyond with that cozy lead is he's a genuine type. I know Lundberg toyed with him the other day, but he's 3 kilos better off here, so he won't be. You think Lundberg's a good thing? He might be a nice little Quinella or Exacta here at the $11 for sure. I'm taken with this Zaria. I know Gerald thinks she's a stayer, but I didn't mind her trial, and I think she can get into the money here at big odds. And Vega Days did a good job winning it at his debut, and he's a possible improver. But I think the class of Lundberg prevails here, 2, 3, 10 and 6.
Yeah, hard to get away from him. I suppose the only knock is the price, taking short odds about. Obviously a promising horse. He does line up against a few good ones and some last start winners, but I think he's got a bit in the locker. Just not sure there's a great deal of edge in the current price on offer. I thought after Wednesday, Ronnie, the Bloodbath, they'd entitled to give a few a twist out, aren't they, today, surely?
I was surprised. There's some smart people, assessing these prices. I was very surprised they marked in $2.60 to start with, and they're probably not as convinced as a few punters around town, the price assessors at the tab. So I get a little bit nervous when that happens. When I first looked at the form on Wednesday before the prices come up, I'm thinking, well, you just mark this in $1.80 when they go up and they won't be taking any risks. And, wow, $2.60, I didn't get it because they went off straight away. But, I thought, geez, they've got a pot on this horse to a certain extent.
So, yeah, we'll be interesting to see if we do get better. Surely they will.
They'll
give us a look. They always do. Munsey's listening. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah. If he was in charge, it'd be $1.90.
Oh, easy. For sure. He'd be whining out as we speak.
Yeah.
Hard to get away. Got him on top. I think Matawi is the danger. Obviously returned as a gelding. Won well. His sectionals were good there. I think he can improve. He's one to follow. Number 7, Celis, another good winner for the stable. Given a good ride and just when she gets to from the draws, a bit of a question mark, but she'll be hitting the line. And Vega Days, can't do much more than what he did on debut, have to be respected. But he looks pretty smart. Lean is obviously with the favourite. My numbers 2, 5, 7 and 6.
Darren Fundell agreeing. 2, 7, 6 and 3 from Darren. He's also with Lundberg, race 2 from Rosehill. Move on to the third race now. The benchmark 78 for the fillies and mares over 1,100. Trent.
For the third on the card, Jason, we have In Good Time at 6. Envy of All scratched. The deduction was on Thursday. 6 cents the win, 6 cents the place. Fox Swift, 13. Alessio, tab fixed odds favourite, $2.80. Gwyneth scratched. The deduction this morning, 5 cents the win, 5 cents the place. Charlene, 6.50. Miss Celebration, 5. Alart, 13. Hunamara, 9.50. And Witherspoon, 6.50. This is one of the races on the program where the punters are just treading a little warily at the moment, and a couple of scratchings have affected the market, but Alessio has been the best supported runner, did open 4.20 on Wednesday, and now at the $2.80 mark. Outside of that, you've got Miss Celebration, who's been pretty constant, the $5 second elect, similar for In Good Time at 6, and then 6.50 or better the rest. But Alessio, the $2.80 favourite for the third. And just to Duff and Simon, what do you think Munns would be having at the moment, fellas? Would it be Pepsi Max, or would he be right into the Peroni?
Oh, no, the Peroni Red.
It's, surely.
It's, what time is it in Queensland? 7:14. He's on holidays. And the Pepsi Max doesn't come into play when he's on holidays. It's just, it's all about the Peroni Red.
He'd be by the pool,
the
probably already.
His body's not a temple.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that.
Tell me about it.
Simon, the two favourites look to have the most speed here from towards the outside.
Yeah, we lost a bit with Gwyneth coming out. Witherspoon won't be too far away, obviously, from that inside draw. So could see them doing a bit of work to get across. I think there's a pretty solid tempo here. Who takes it up? I'd say they'll press on with Alessio, but if Miss Celebration wants to lead, they can as well, Ron.
Yeah, this could be game on here. And, you know, I know there's only eight runners, but, you know, you've got Witherspoon in one, it'll be just holding a position for a while until that pressure comes on. Miss Celebration's fast, and, well, we know Alessio's fast in his own right. But, and then Robbie said he thought he wanted to be very aggressive on Alart this morning, so saying she went much better when he gave her a kick in the ribs the other day. So the problem for Alessio is that she's drawn outside the three speed horses. She will have to work to, you know, be two lengths clear here to cross them. So I don't know what happens here. I am a Misfit Celebration fan here. I know she, you know, you can't say she's beat much, but she keeps getting the job done. I love that first up win. She the horse kicked up underneath her there at Randwick and sort of, she was half length outside the lead. That's a terrible position to be in. And then you would have thought she'd spent a few pennies there. And then on straightening, she gave a big kick. I thought there was a lot of merit in that performance. And I want to be with her again here today. I think it's D-Day for Shalane here. She's just been fair in two runs back. But she gets a much better run with that small field and all the pressure up front here. So don't disrespect her. If she's going to improve, it will be today. Alessio, no knock, did it tough with the 62.5 and got beaten by a promising type there at Canterbury last time. So no knock. The marketplace loves him, or loves her, that's for sure. So you've got to respect that. And In Good Time is a huge watch here. This race profiles beautifully for her. She's well graded. Just whether she's ready, that's the only thing. 7, 6, 4, and 1.
Yeah, I'll side with Alessio, but I think we'll know our fate, as you touched on, Ronnie, in the first 100, 200 metres. I think if she comes out urgent under James, he might be able to bluff him out of the lead, but if she just steps a bit slow and they kick up, she could be forced to do work three deep. So will be interesting, but I think she does bring the best form. She bumped into a pretty smart one at Canterbury to gun her down there. She had the big weight. It should give her a perfect platform for this race, and she obviously flies over the 1,100 metres. So I'll lean her way. From no knock on number 7, Miss Celebration, as Gerald touched on this morning, she tries her heart out every time she steps out. She's won 4 of 5, and she's going to get into a good spot. Could be trailing the lead here, and expect her certainly be right around the mark. Number 1, In Good Time, obviously the big query runner. She's won 6 of 10 and was tested in, obviously, the better company last time in. Plummets back in grade this afternoon. Just wish we saw a public trial. Just not sure how forward she's going to be, the 1,100 metres, whether that suits. But look, on her best form, she's right in the finish here. And I want to give number 3, Fox Swift, another chance. Certainly on one performance, the previous preparation, she's right up to this. And just to forgive first up, going to be ridden for luck this afternoon, but certainly keep her safe if you're playing the exotics. But I think Alessio, if she gets across, going to be hard to beat for J-Mac. My number's 4, 7, 1, and 3.
Darren Flindell's gone for number 1, In Good Time, to beat 9, 3, and 4, 1, 9, 3, and 4 in the third race. You're listening to Racing HQ this morning with Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos and Trent Langscar. We're going to take a short break, back with a continuation of the Rosehill Preview after this.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standard Bread Sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standard Bread now to request a catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbread.co.nz. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first million-dollar race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Continuing the Rose Hill preview on Racing HQ with Ron, Simon and Trent. And we're up to race number four. This is a pretty competitive highway here, Trent.
They usually are, the TAB highways here, Jason. And this is also the first leg of the Big Six at Rose Hill today, with a projected pool of $100,000. Not the easiest way to start the Big Six. In saddlecloth order, we have Nick Anita, TAB Fixed Odds favourite, $4. Hit the Target, $7.50. Risk and Reward, also $7.50. Andy's a Star, $7. High Dive, $15. Regal Cannon, $15 as well. A Snip of Cindy, $26. Embezzlement, $16. Under Pressure, $26. Hurry Up Harry, $101. Midweek Hustler, $23. Blue Collar Boy, $41. Montana Pines, $34. Gem Dealer, scratched. The deduction from Thursday, 5 cents the win, 5 cents the place. Lacey Lynx Pack, $5.50. Supreme Gem, $19. Not Bossy, scratched, no deduction. Thunder Zone, $26. Lolita Gold, was an emergency, scratched, no deduction. Honor the One, an emergency, scratched, no deduction there. Even though it is an open affair, the main money has been for the favourite, Nick Anita, who opened at $4.60 on Wednesday and is now into that $4 mark. Lacey Lynx Pack pretty much hovered around the $5.50 mark throughout, and there's been some specking for Andy's a Star, 8 into 7, and also Hit the Target, 11 into 7.50.
Well, Nick Anita always needs a little bit of luck in its races. It's been a bit frustrating, I think, Simon, for putters, hasn't it? But how do you see the speed in this race? Does Risk and Reward lead from the better draw?
Yeah, it looks that way. I think it's funny. We've got a pretty capacity field here, large number, but not speed in numbers or not obvious speed. I think, obviously, Hit the Target and Risk and Reward look to be the ones from the inside that press forward. Lacey Lynx Pack and Hurry Up Harry from the inside, they won't want to give away those draws. Out Wide, High Dive and Embezzlement look to come across. So you'd imagine in the capacity field we will get a solid tempo, but on paper it doesn't look to be a lot of obvious speed, Ron.
Yeah, I agree, yes, Simon. I think this is the trickiest map of the day, because on paper there's only, I thought, two possible go-forward horses in Hit the Target and Risk and Reward. But that changes when people overanalyse maps. So Cameron said that Andy's a Star is going to maybe get a dig in the ribs and just see where he lands. I think the main talking point is where this favourite's going to get. She's a back marker, Nick Anita. Is the market overplaying? Well, if she drew barrier 3 or 4 here and there was speed in the race, I would be marking her $2.50. Mm-hmm. I am opposing her, but I'm still thinking she's already been opposed as far as the marketplace is concerned. I want to be with Hit the Target here. I think he's a promising type. He's got the blinkers on today. He went, showed really good progression, winning that Scone Maiden to the Class 1. I know we're only talking, country maidens and Class 1s, but he ran very, very nice time that day. There was margins in the race. There was, three or four lengths to third, and that's when you've got to sit up and take notice. I think there's something about him to say that he can continue to improve. He maps better than most, and he's going to be Johnny on the spot here, either leading or outside the lead. I think he's the gamble of the day. I think Andy's a star is the danger. He really caught the eye last start. The extra distance suits, and Karen taking over is a plus. No disrespect for Nikonita. If she gets any sort of run through this field at all, she'll win. She's the best mare in this race. Not much luck in two runs back. That's in benchmark races, and that's always the form for this these highways. And it's just her racing pattern, the map, the tempo. They're her issues. So if it falls into place for her, she'll win. And Risk and Reward, another one that could go forward today at this distance and will run a much better race third up. I think it's the top four, 2, 4, 1, and 3.
Yeah, want to be with the proven formula, Matty Dunn, Brenton Abdullah down in the weights. Just a lightly raced horse, and the stable just has such a knack of bringing the right horses for these races. Kicked off with two races over 1,200 up in Brisbane, and I just think they were getting her ready for this 1,400-metre race. She broke her maiden at the Gold Coast, leading throughout over 1,400. And just, I think she's got a fair bit of upside, this horse, and down in the weights, she shouldn't be far away from the draw. Obviously, the gun on board. I'll happily lean her way here. Nikonita, obviously, I think is the danger. She's been playing first grade and now drops back to reserve grade here. Just the draw, obviously, and she needs a touch of luck. But no question, she's the best horse in the race. And Robbie Dolan, absolutely flying that 2 kilo claim, obviously brings her right into it. Just needs her even share of luck. If she gets it, she's going to be very hard to beat. Number four, Andy's a star. I thought he was a huge run last start. I think he'll relish a step up in trip, and it was interesting to hear that they might press forward with the lack of speed. So that's what could happen, isn't it, Ronnie, when a lot of the connections sit down. There could be a lot going forward here today if they see the lack of speed, so it's pretty tricky. And number two, Hit the Target, no knock, as you touched on, Ron, gets into the good spot, looks a good each-way gamble, but I want to be with the Matty Dunn stable, Lacey Lynx pack. I think that form in Brisbane sees her well placed here down in the weight. So my number's 15, 1, 4 and 2.
All right, we've seen Darren go for number 3, Risk and Reward, to beat 1, 2 and 4. 3, 1, 2 and 4 there from Darren Flindell. Brings us to race number 5 here. Trent, pretty good quality sprint. This one, the benchmark 88 over 1,100.
Jason, we have Special Missile at 14. Bonhomie, Tap Fixed Odds favourite, $2.50. Perrette, $3.20. All Over, Bossa Nova, $7.50. Dissolute Scratched, deduction this morning, 2 cents the win, 2 cents the place. Tessera at $6.50. In Good Time, Scratched, In Good Time, deduction from Wednesday, 7 cents the win, 7 cents the place. Jungle Eyes, 12, and Platinum Tycoon, 8. Well, it has been one-way traffic here for Bonhomie. Spoke about Lundberg in the second, the weight of money that Lundberg had received. Well, if you have a look at the top two here in the market, Bonhomie and Perrette, the money is 10-1 in favour of Bonhomie, who opened 3.20 and even snuck out to as much as 3.40 on Wednesday. Now at that $2.50 mark, you have Perrette at 3.20 and Tessera, the best of the others, at 6.50. But Duff, Bonhomie has been heavily supported here for the fifth on the card.
Wow, that's a decent go, isn't it? And I suppose maybe because he's back to the scene of the crime, the Rosehill 1100, Simon. They'll obviously roll here, Simon.
Yeah, and he looks to get all the favours, Ronnie. Platinum Tycoon has good speed, will kick up from the inside. You've got Jungle Eyes there, and All Over Bossa Nova looks to come across. And similar to his win two back, Ron, I think he's just going to get the run just behind the speed, which is where you want to be generally, Rosehill 1,100 metres.
He does profile pretty well here, but that's been emphasised in the price. I'm very interested in this bottom one. I'm going to spec him. I already have specced him, Platinum Tycoon. I thought that trial was brilliant. He does fit that profile of the Owl Boy, Malachi Murphy's Blue Boy situation, these North Queensland sprinters that have won a string of races up there, and they're more effective than the longer races horses up there. But they're pretty sharp, these bush sprinters. Sometimes 52 kilos, he won't know himself. Gerald didn't put poor cold water on him at all this morning, so I'm quite comfortable to go to the line here, and I think he'll kick up lead, and he's going to give you a really good sight. 9 on top, Platinum Tycoon. I think the two finishers are the horses to beat, Perrette and Bonhomie. Perrette, he's obviously resuming off that bleeding attack, but he's very smart when right, and he's sure to be charging home here in this small field, and we know he can rattle off a sectional. Bonhomie, no knock except for the price. Like I said, back to the track and distance where he's at his most lethal at, And best of the rest is Tessera, another one that the horse is just sitting back here. It's I don't think he's won since his first couple of starts, really.
Yeah. But Jan 2016.
Wow. It's a day in his career that is whether he probably goes to the sales, because this is a race that sets up all right for him to do something, because the 1,100 is his go. 9, 3, 2, and 6.
I missed the price. Is Bonamy even money? Is that right?
Yeah, he is even money.
Yeah, right, okay. Oh, yeah, had labelled clearly the best of the day for me when he was 260 yesterday. I obviously lose a fair bit of edge when you're taking even money, but he just ticks all the boxes for me, Bonamy. I thought he's flying, this horse. He's obviously won well the course and distance to begin this campaign, both starts, and then went to Warwick Farm and bumped into a fairly strong form race. Obviously, Easy Eddie, too good there. Four subsequent winners have come out of it. He's since been kept fresh 28 days. He flies at Rose Hill. He flies at the 1,100. And as mentioned, I think he just gets that suck run behind the speed here, Platinum Tycoon and Jungle Eyes. And I think from that stalking position, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. Best bet of the day for me, Bonamy. From number 6 to Sierra, as touched on, Ronnie, hasn't won. He won his first two starts back in January 2016. James McDonald was on for both of those, and he gets on board this afternoon, and the fact that he's still in training with Godolphin suggests they still think there's something to come with him. They haven't sold him, so I thought his run last start was very good. I think he can do something this afternoon. Number 9, Platinum Tycoon, will be out in front and should take plenty of catching on now on his home track. And number 3, Perrette, just the 1,100 metres is the query for me. Might struggle to reel him in, but look, Bleeders first up, always got to keep them safe, and he does have the talent, but I think you'll only want to be on one horse after a couple of hundred metres. It'll be Bonamy stalking the speed. So clearly on top, my numbers 2, 6, 9, and 3.
All right, Darren's gone for number 3, Parrot, to beat 2, 9, and 4. So 3, 2, 9, and 4 there from Darren in the 5th race. The 6th race, Trent, let's move on to benchmark 78 over 1350.
For the first leg of the quaddie here, Jason, we have Mapmaker 850, Sweet Scandal, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2. The Avenger, scratched. The deduction from Wednesday, 9 cents the win, 9 cents the place. Schubert, 6. Braces, 126. Handfast, 12. Poetic Charmer, scratched. No deduction. Pipeline, 9. Regent, 6. The Pharaoh, 11. And No Interest, 26. Well, this has been a heavily tried favourite here, Sweet Scandal. 75% of the money is for now the even money favourite, who did open $2.60 on Wednesday, so $2.60 into $2. Schubert is holding the $6 mark, same as Regent, and you've got Mapmaker, who's just got out of touch from an original price now at $8.50. But in the first leg of the quaddie here, fellas, Sweet Scandal has been heavily backed from $2.60 on Wednesday, in and out, and even money pop.
Trent, you're giving the poor old punters the bigger back, short back and sides than Munsey.
Oh, I know. What's going on?
This could be your last week on air.
Mini Munsey, right?
Yeah. He's taking expenses out of a few of these prices.
Exactly. So, Simon, Sweet Scandal, she got her own way in front last start, but up against the boys today, will she get it quite as easy, you think?
I think, yeah, I don't think there's too many concerns. The difference being today, when you've drawn wide as a leader, it's sometimes easy to dictate, whereas now drawn inside, you get other horses on your outside that could dictate to you, but in truth, there's not much doing. So I think the Pharaoh comes across, but if she kicks up early, I think she leads this fairly easily. Mapmaker's another who could press forward, but not a lot of speed here, Ronnie.
No, it's just the two horses that you mentioned there, and Robbie will work out how fast he's going, whether he wants to let the Pharaoh cross or the Pharaoh just wants to steady up outside him. So we'll let them sort them out for themselves. I think she's found a form now, hasn't she? And she should be hard to beat. She was back to the dry last time, and it was an incredible price on the Kensington track last start. She should hold that form and be in the finish here unless something untowards happen. If they get at each other, I doubt that'll happen. I think Mapmaker's the danger. He has that tick over short course run, and then he's ready to go again. He's a tough old customer. So he always runs well at this track and distance, and this is more his go, and gets the claim here with that big weight for Overmere. I think he's the danger. And then the stable mates, who just chip away, Schubert and Handfast. Schubert and Regent. They've both got rough hopes. 2-1, 4 and 9. I see he's quite solid in the market this morning. Pipeline, I think he could be a bit of a watch, I'd say. 2, 1, 4 and 9.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, and first looked at it, Sweet Scandal. I wouldn't say you wanted to be against her, but then when you look at her opposition this afternoon, you struggle to find something really to beat her, and she looks to get all the favours on map again. And as you touched on, she put her best foot forward last start. I think if she holds that form, she'll be winning. So got Sweet Scandal on top from number 4, Schubert. I think it's interesting that Josh Parr goes back aboard this afternoon. He's got a great affinity with the horse. He's won 3 of 7 and placed on another occasion. Thought his run last weekend was fairly solid. Behind Onslaught, he's on the quick backup. He races well at Rose Hill. I thought he represented the biggest danger. Number 8, Pipeline. I thought he did a good job first up. I think he can only improve second up, and the tempo of this race probably suits him. And Kieran McAvoy, a serious booking there. Just a long time between wins is a question mark, but showed a lot of ability early on, and if he does bring his best, he can be in the finish. And number 6, Handfast, tracking along well this time in. He rates well on his last start performance, so he can run well. But I think Sweet Scandal gets all the favours again. She'll be hard to run down. My numbers 2, 4, 8 and 6.
Darren Fundell, pop for a bit of value here. Handfast, number 6, is on top selection. 6, 2, 10 and 4, Handfast to win. Moves us on to race number 7. In fact, we might do that very shortly. Head off to a break. Back soon on Racing HQ.
The new Inglis Race Day at Warwick Farm on February 9, featuring the $2 million Inglis Millennium for 2-year-olds and the $1 million Inglis Sprint for 3-year-olds, followed by the opening night of the classic yearling sale at Riverside Stables, Chase the Riches of the Inglis Race Series.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1-4 at Rose Hill in Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. No.
Wake up to TK and Laurie Daly, Monday morning from 5:30.
Racing HQ, good to have you with us on this Saturday morning. Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. We're with Ron Duffersey, Trent Langscale and Simon Demopoulos at Rose Hill. And we've got 3 races to go. Just before we move on, it is Bookmaker Recognition Day today. Duff and Simon, good to see the veteran bookies getting some recognition.
Look, it's good to see them promoting the bookies. They're forgotten in the modern day. We used to be all about the bookmakers. You know, with all the corporates and fixed odds moving in, it's pretty tough for them. But they're still very competitive in the marketplace, and they put out a great service. And good to see they're recognised by the club, because they bring money into the club as well. So I hope they have a good day, and long live the bookie. Although it's tougher these days.
Yeah, it certainly is, isn't it? But the racetrack would certainly lose a lot, I think, wouldn't it, without bookies?
Well, it's an Australian tradition. Yeah. You know, I know people will come in and tell you that, there's the most successful racing overseas is all tote, but it's easy to say that. Our tradition is the bookmakers. It's the life and blood of our sport.
Yeah, 100%, Ronnie. All right, let's move on to race 7. It's named after one of the greats, Eric Mulconlin. This is over 1,200 metres, a benchmark 78, a field of 9 to go around here. Trent, what's the market doing?
For the 7th on the card here, Jason, we have Suspense 23, Cool Vinny 950, The Avenger 5, All Too Royal, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.70, Poetic Charmer 4, Ever So Natural 23, Sanctioned 6, Our Mantra 10, Sugar Bay Leonard Scratched, no deduction, and Call Me Brad 101, or with the 7th here on the program. All Too Royal as the favourite, did open up $2.90 on Wednesday, got out to $3 for a period of the time, and then has come back into $2.70. Poetic Charmer has been slightly easy from the initial price of $3.70 to $4. You've got the Avenger, who's been rock solid at the $5 mark, and a bit of specking for Sanctioned from the opening price of $9 into $6. But All Too Royal, after an early drift, has now come into $2.70 as the favourite for the 7th.
Kieran Maher gave All Too Royal a bit of a rap this morning. Sounded pretty enthusiastic about his chances to continue winning again, Simon. He did it from the front of Canterbury last start. Do you think he can do a similar hit this afternoon?
Yeah, you got all the favours that night at Canterbury. Great ride from James McDonald. And I don't think it's going to be very interesting, this first sort of 100, 200 metres, because there's a few that could press forward. But at the same time, All Too Royal could get all the favours again. I think Poetic Charmer, they should press forward. Call Me Brad shouldn't be too far away, and possibly Suspense, but there doesn't look to be a lot of pressure early here, Ron.
Oh, no, he gets complete control here. The only little question mark I had is Call Me Brad, but if he goes forward, he'll collapse, taking on All Too Royal here. So I think it's all about the favourite just assuming control here. He's very genuine. He's very sharp. I know he hasn't been to 1,200 this prep, but that's no issue for him. He just looks a complete little racehorse. He looks an easy horse to ride, so the apprentice taking over is no issue. I would say he's one of the favourites. You know, there's a lot of likeable favourites here today, but this is the horse that is the right odds. You know, I think that's his right price, $2.70, and I'd be happy to take that, to tell you the truth. I'm a little wary of the Avenger here, number 3. He's had the 2 trials. I haven't minded what I've seen at the 2 trials. In fact, they found Brenton first up. He's the one that's going to be finishing off here. He did win first up last preparation. He's only off a 105-day break. Poetic Charmer, look, talk about genuine. He's as genuine as most as well. He doesn't run too many bad races. And just a month between runs last time, and he still performed well. Just back 100 metres here, but yeah, that's no real issue, I would have thought. And best of the rest is the big watch here is Sanctioned. First horse they backed on Wednesday, 9 into 6. And 2 nice trials, new stable. Lost his way for Godolphin after showing good early promise. Although he looks a bit of a thief, I'm very wary of him here. 4, 3, 5 and 7.
Yeah, tricky little race. I don't think there's a great deal between them. I think, obviously, All Too Royal and Poetic Charmer are the two. Just at the swing at the price, I'll lean the way Poetic Charmer, as mentioned. I don't think there's a great deal between them. Obviously, All Too Royal was an impressive winner at Canterbury, but he did get all the favours, and sometimes you just want to take those horses on at the next start, especially when they're taking on better company. So I'll lean Poetic Charmer's way. I think his performance on the Kenzo was good behind Samadow, especially the way the track played. He was marked up to his peak form there. As Ronnie touched on, off 31 days between runs. I don't mind back in trip, and he probably gets a chance to stalk here, if not sit outside the lead. So Tommy Berry knows him well. I'll happily be with him. Number 4, All Too Royal, just that knock, as mentioned. You want to look to sometimes take on those horses who do get the favours at Canterbury, and but he could get the same again this afternoon. So he'll surely run well. And just on Kieran Maher, Ronnie, in New South Wales, 23%. But the big one, return on investment, a tick over 100%. So if you're following Kieran Maher in Sydney, your pockets are certainly lined. And if Linda Meach is on, this is this season, 38%. So if you're doing the form and you see Linda Meach riding for the stable down in Melbourne, I think everyone's well aware, but she's certainly riding very well this season, and the stable is certainly flying. So no knock from me. Number 2, Cool Vinny. Obviously, I thought his form just didn't get into it, obviously, last start. But I think he's better suited back to Rose Hill here, and James McDonald links aboard. His win 2 back, he did beat Redouble. So if he gets back to any sort of near that form, he's certainly going to be in the finish. And number three, the Avenger, just a big watch fresh. I don't think 1200's his go. He'll be better in time in this preparation. But on his best form last time in, he's more than up to this. So tricky little race. I'll just lean the way of Poetic Charmer at the price. My numbers 5, 4, 2 and 3.
I see Cool Vinnie had the dreaded cardiac arrhythmia last start, so that you can probably forgive him for that performance last start.
Yeah, so what was the one during the week? Prophet Thumb had the cardiac arrhythmia as well, as did I, Ronnie.
God, it's unbelievable. When a favourite fails, you just rubber stamp cardiac arrhythmia, yeah. The thumps.
What do they say? You don't see too many double figures giving cardiac arrhythmia.
Actually, there are, but I mean, if you're on the favourite, it feels like every favourite that gets beat's got it.
Exactly. Oh, Darren Flindell's made number 4, All Too Royal, his best bet of the day. It's 4-5-2-1 there from Darren. 4, All Too Royal, the best bet. Race 8's the Bookmaker Recognition Race Day Trophy. Trent, a benchmark 78. It's the 2,000-metre race.
Just before the 8 here, Jason, I'll just mention to Ronnie that All Too Royal's coming from 270 to 260 since you spoke. And
get your hands off the button.
But, Simon, Poetic Charmer's been 4 out to 420, so you can just keep the powder dry for a touch nice longer.
Nice little twist. Something. You've finally given us something, Trent. All morning, that's all you've given us, 20 cents.
The budgets had to be a bit tighter. Munns was quite expensive at the Gold Coast during the Magic Village. And he hasn't replied yet either, fellas. We still don't know, but we'll say Peroni for his sake. The 8th on the program at Rose Hill. From the top, we have Collateral 12, Asterius 3. We have Dalmatia Prince 23. Wugok Scratch this morning, 5 cents the win, 5 cents the place. So You Win 6. Zippity Doodah Scratched today, 10 cents the win, 10 cents the place, the deduction. Mishanti Scratched on Wednesday, deduction 6 cents the win, 6 cents the place. Missy Veal 480. Credence, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.70. Temprado 41. Celtic Love, 23, and Lonely Orphan, 101. Well, this has seen a change of favouritism when we went up with the original market on Wednesday. Credence was initially 460 and is now all the way into 270, and even from this morning's betting has tightened from 310 into 270. Asterius now on the second line of betting at 3. You have Missy Beale, who's been $4.80, $5 for this morning, currently at $4.80. Then So You Win, the other galloper, in single figures at 6. The change of favouritism here, fellas, for the 8th on the card. Credence now at the top of the market at 270.
And Missy Beale looks to get the lead here, Simon.
Yeah, and should roll along. Dalmatia Prince, Credence looks to get into the gun spot just behind the speed. Wugot coming out takes a bit of the sting out. Asterius, from the inside draw, Ronnie, is any possibility of sitting up closer or being more prominent than he has been?
You would think so, wouldn't you? Look, he's ready to be given a dig in the ribs now. He's had this. I reckon he's really needed those 3 runs back. He overachieved there first up, and then I reckon they just dragged a bit out of him because he wasn't ready first up, and I reckon it's just taking him a few runs to come right. So I reckon he's fit enough, he's seasoned enough, and he's ready to be, you know, ridden closer than midfield, put it that way, where there's only 9 runners left, isn't he? I want to back his stablemate, though. I like horses backing up, and So You Win, backing up, fourth up. He just had a little bit to do last week. He got speared to the middle of the track, and he sort of made a dash at them. But like I said, he just had too much to do. His previous run was good. His second up run behind Tip Top, his first up run behind Turnberry was great. I like him. Abdullah takes over, and he's the best value in this race to my eye. His stablemate is the Danger. Asterius scratched last week for this. Not suited last time. Similar sort of situation. Just got back, and the way that race unfolded, his sectionals were still okay. And just the... if they do slow up, that could be his biggest hurdle, but yeah, Missy Beale should roll along. I don't know a lot about this Melbourne form with Credence. It does look quite consistent form, and I know Lamborghini does go okay, so just a little bit short for the great unknown horse for me, how he fits in, I'm not sure. Dalmatia Prince might run a better race on speed here. 5, 2, 9 and 6.
Yeah, a bit of a sucker
for punishment. 529 and 3, I should say, sorry.
Yeah. You're right. A bit of a sucker for punishment for me with Asterius. I got to stick with him. I've got to go to the line, as you would say, Ronnie. I think, as you mentioned, he was an eye-catcher first up. He was a sectional star over the 1,300. And then, obviously, I thought he was going to win second up. He just peaked on his run late and then last start. Such a slowly run race, he was never going to get into it. To be beaten under 3 lengths, I thought his performance was good. Not far off his best there, so I'd imagine he should be able to springboard off that. The one concern is I'm not sure we're going to get a strong tempo again and just whether he gets too far back. But generally, with the Chris Wallace stable, when they draw inside, they are more prominent. James McDonald takes over. Just hoping he can get him into the race earlier than what he has been able to his last few starts. I think if that's the case, he should be hard to hold out. I think the danger is the Victorian Credence, although they've both been given a fair haircut this morning. A lot of the horses have this morning, a bit surprised, but he gets into the good spot. I think that form measures right up. He comes out of strongly run races down to Victoria. That's what we can say about his form. So very dissimilar to Asterius, who's come out of very slow run races. Credence brings solid staying form to this. So if it is a staying test, he should be right there. And he continued to hold his form all the way through, and he gets a good run. So you can see why he's fancied this afternoon. Number 8, Missy Beale, I think can get away with a few cheap sectionals out in front. She can be in this for a long way, and the stable is certainly flying. And Adam Hieronymus is a great runner of raider of front runners, I should say. So she can give a bit of cheek out in front, certainly a must for your quaddie. And number 5, So You Win, I agree. You've got to keep it safe on the quick backup. Chris Waller got a great record with horses on the quick backup. But going to the line with Asterius, but it's his last chance for me. My numbers 2, 9, 8 and 5.
Jace, at usually this time of the morning, Bensley will just start grunting and banging the pen on the table and deep breathing and making sure we're on time and hurrying us up. There's no need for it, but you've actually got the timing quite nice this morning. We've got plenty of time.
We do have plenty of time, don't we?
I'm sure you're under strict instructions to be out at 3 minutes to 9. Anyway.
Oh, you bet. You heard it. Yeah, no, we've rolled along very, very efficiently this morning. Darren's gone for 9, 8, 2, and 5 there in the 8th race. He's also with Credence. Let's move on to the 9th race now, Trent. The final event of the day, benchmark 78 over 1,500.
In the last of the day at Rose Hill here, Jason, we have Reflectivity 6, Dawn Raid 8, King Tom Lola scratched yesterday. The deduction, 5 cents the win, 5 cents the place. Nicky's Gold, 6. Amanito, 16. Harmattan, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.80. Good Weather, 26. Most Exalted, 15. Shock Alert, 61. Let's Party Marty, 6. Knickers in a Twist, 23. And Zidane, 16. I'm expecting another egg to be thrown yourself here.
An egg, it's going to be a brick. Oh.
Well, I thought something softer here, Duff, but as you've probably touched on already, Harmattan, who did open a $5 equal favourite with Nicky's Gold on Wednesday. The punters have certainly latched on a Harmattan. 5, into now 280. Reflectivity at 6. Nicky's Gold has been easy from that equal favourite quote on Wednesday of 5 to 6. Let's Party Marty, also a $6 chance. Dawn Raid, Drifter as well from 7 to 8, but Harmattan now $2.80 in the last of 9, and I accept a bouquet as well, Duff.
Yeah, you haven't made any friends today, Trent, that's for sure.
Not fair, Dave. What have you done to me? I picked up the $5 on Thursday or Wednesday. I said, gee, it might be a good each way bet this. It might even get out a little bit. fair dinkum.
Yeah,
it went 360 to 280 in about half an hour yesterday.
Around, fair dinkum?
It was like 360, and then within about half an hour, it was into 280.
Mm. Does Let's Party Marty roll across from the wide draw here, Simon?
Yeah, and I think we get a solid tempo here, which suits, I hope, Nicky's Gold. But I think it looks to come across. Shock Alert, Good Weather, Reflectivity and Dawn Raid. They all want to press forward and could be a bit of a jostle for the lead early, which hopefully we should see a good tempo here. Ronnie, every horse should get their chance.
Yeah, I'd say so. Look, I thought there was indications she was back on track with a good first up run. Harmattan I'm talking about, she doesn't have to improve much. It's just that she's just ridiculous rock bottom odds now, and you know, it's been a long time between drinks since she's won a race. But anyway, I'll stick with her. Reflectivity, big drop in grade, 94 to a 78 here, and he gets a cosy run from the draw with the claim for Brock Ryan. So his Rose Hill form is good, Reflectivity. So although he's no star, I think he's very well graded here. No, winning form's good form. And that's exactly what Dawn Raid's got. So I can't leave him out. He's just Mr. Consistency. The horse I am very wary of here, and I'd like to see a little bit of specking late in the market, is number 5, Amnesia. He's had one trial. I'm not sure where he fits in here, but I did like that trial. And if he sold in the market late, he's definitely worth a saver, nice and fresh. 6, 1, 2, and 5.
Yeah, one of the gambles of the day for me. Nikki's Gold, you're going to get each way odds, and it's understandable. She's a back marker. We're going to have to shut our eyes at the top of the straight and hope Jason can weave his way through. But she's airborne, this mare. Her form all the way through has been very good. She was a sectional star first up behind Seasons and then never got into it behind Sweet Deal, given the way the race was run. And then she obviously bolted in at Warwick Farm. Her run last start on the Kenzo, given the way the track played, was enormous. Go back and watch the replay if you missed it. But to be beaten just 2 lengths, she's clearly flying. I think Rose Hill suits and just that solid tempo. We'll know by the last race. Rail True, generally, obviously, a very fair position at Rose Hill. They can make ground. She's going to be launching late. More than happy to back her each way. I'll be surprised if she's not in the finish. Number 6, Harmardon, no knock, just the price. But look, she did a good job first up. If she springboards off that, she'll be in the finish. Number 2, Dawn Raid, another how can you knock? Obviously won his last 3 straight. Billy Owen, riding in great form, good to see. He's a great bloke, Billy, and hopefully gets into a good spot from the inside draw, Dawn Raid. He should run well again. And number 10, Let's Party Marty. I just want to give him another chance. He was off the map last start. Disappointing, but his form prior was solid. But I think Nikki's Gold, she gets last look. I think she'll be hard to hold out. My numbers 4, 6, 2 and 10.
Darren Flindell's going for Reflectivity in the last. Number 1, the Hawks Runner. Numbers 1, 6, 2 and 4. It's the 9 races today at Rose Hill. Time for a best bet. Simon, firstly you.
Yeah, it was Bonhomie. I'm not sure about the even money, but I want to go to the line with him. I think he just gets into the good spot. He's going to be very hard to beat, race 5, number 2. And at the price in the last, Nikki's Gold, each way all day, I think she'll be in the finish.
All right, and Duff?
It was going to be Lundberg, but it won't be now. Let's take the multi Lundberg into all 2 Royals, so races 2 and 7. But if you want to single me out for a gamble of the day, I think it's in the highway here. Each way, race 4, number 2, hit the target. I've just noticed things have really crashed today because first day of week, Munsey's off, and even Sweps have gone on strike. They've sponsored a race for the last 10 years, and I can't see they've sponsored a race today. They won't get the free plug from Munsey.
No, exactly. They'll miss out, won't they? They'll send them to the wall.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. And most of the money, I guess, Trent, for Jungberg today?
Yeah, that is the case there, Jason. I'll say the 3 notable tab movers for the program today. Clearly in race 2, number 2, Lundberg. Race 5, number 2, Bonhomie. And race 6, number 2, Sweet Scandal. Just for yourself, Simon, I think the tote price was being shown at the time.
Yes.
If you were watching Sky Thoroughbred Central, Bonhomie is $2.60 for the 5th at Rose Hill. Just an adjustment.
Okay.
There's the 7 runners now, so the first...
Trying to make himself out generous, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, 260, definitely a bet then. Even money was a bit of a question mark, but yeah, happy to launch at 260 for sure.
Yeah, very nice. All right, that wraps it up, boys. Thanks very much, and we'll have a good day today at Rose Hill.
Thanks, Jase.
There's Ron Duffy, Simon Denopoulos and Trent Langscale from TAB as wrap up our Rose Hill preview. Thanks for your company this morning on television, on Sky Racing and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Our race day will be commencing very shortly, but for those of you listening to us on Sky Sports Radio, stay with us. We've got our Melbourne preview of Flemington up next.
Sky Sports Radio presents the very best in Australian greyhound racing action tonight. Join us at Wentworth Park, Sydney's home of greyhounds, for the prestigious Paws of Thunder Grand Final. Late mail, interviews and the call tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
Fertile grass, rich soils and expert horse people give New Zealand thoroughbreds a winning edge. Graduates of New Zealand Bloodstock's yearling sales scored 120 stakes wins and 18 Group 1 wins last season alone. They've laid claim to the last 5 consecutive Australian Oaks and 5 out of the 7 Australasian Group 1 guineas last season. Destined for racetrack stardom, over 1,200 yearlings are on offer at Karaka this summer. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their SafeLine window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Tamworth is abuzz right now, and horse racing is joining in the festivities. It's the annual Racing New South Wales Showcase meeting, with the maiden carrying $40,000 in prize money. Tamworth tips from 10, Thursday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. Great to have you with us on Sky Sports Radio this morning. We're about to preview the Flemington card today with, of course, the feature events, the Kensington Stakes, the listed race over 1,000, race 7, due at 20-5, and the English Dash, also an anticipated race there for the three-year-olds over 1,100 metres, due at 20 minutes after 3. Trent Langscale is staying with us from TAB, and we'll be joined shortly by Warren Huntley and also Dean Lesser. Trent... good morning once again, and looking forward to Flemington this afternoon. Where's the money been going there?
Yeah, Jason, for this particular card at Flemington, you've touched on that there are the two features, the English Dash, the restricted for the English horses, but also the Kensington Stakes. I will say that the punters are just a bit wary about the Kensington Stakes, with Champagne Cuddles the favourite there. We'll hear what Dean and Warren have got to say, but particularly early on in the card, there's a couple of odds-on favourites that have been well-supported in Viking Warrior and also Lycurgus. And towards the end of the day, the punters believe that Laura Meehan and Langro will be able to get the job done in the last two races. A good spread, just like it has been for the meeting at Rosehill as well.
Excellent. Looking forward to hearing the prices throughout our preview. Warren and Dean are joining us now. Firstly, to you, Warren. Very good morning. All right, we'll just... might fix that line up, Warren, and get that done in just a moment. Dean, good morning to you. Okay, Dean's not there either. Okay, well, we'll get that fixed up in just a moment. So we're off to Flemington. I might run you through the scratchings again if you didn't have those for Flemington today before we get Warren and Dean back on the line. The first race, take out number 4, Cathars. Race 1, number 4. Races 2 is clear. The third race, it's number 10, Riverdance Lad, and 15, Olonro Bay, 10 and 15. The fourth, number 5, Catching Beams, number 5. Races 5 and 6 and 7 are both clear. Race 8, 12, Hippicus, number 12. Race 9, it's 5, Order of Command, and 9, Zalmona, 5 and 9. Late riding change, race 9, number 17. The emergency gets the run now, Frankel, my dear. Michael Poy, the 3 kilo apprentice, is on board. Michael Poy on Frankel, my dear, in the ninth race. Warren is now with us online. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
Looking forward to the Flemington card today. Good to see some black top.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's probably building towards some feature racing. We've got the Australia Stakes coming up at Moonee Valley over the long weekend on the Friday night, and then into the heats of the Blue Diamond, the first of them, the previews at Caulfield. Next Saturday. So we're really starting to gear up down here for our Festival of Racing.
Yeah, certainly warming up, isn't it? Morning to you, Dean. All right, Dean's not with us. All right, well, we might make a start with the first race. Let's get into the opening race. This two-year-old event over 1,200 metres. Trent?
Well, we just have the six to go around here, Jason. We'll go through in market order. We have a Viking Warrior, who opened $2 on Wednesday, is now odds on at $1.75. Gamekeeper, $5.50. Mousy at $6. Skador, $9. And at $10, you both have Outlandos and also Free of Debt, I'll certainly say in the first, Jason, that the majority of the support has been for Viking Warrior. Two-thirds of the money since we went up on Wednesday. Viking Warrior opened a $2 favourite. Now red figures of $1.75.
How do you see it, Warren?
Well, I'm going to go with Viking Warrior, Jace, but I think he's probably pretty well-found and perhaps too well-found in the market now. But he was really strong through the line and set a solid tempo on debut at 1,100 metres. He's down the straight here at 1,200, but he looks to have a good cruising speed and a bit of strength about him. And his form ties in with a few of these. So I've got him ahead of Gamekeeper, who I think was a touch unlucky last start behind Mousy. And out to 1,200 metres here should suit. Mousy was good winning there at Geelong, beating Gamekeeper, and that form does tie in with Viking Warrior from Mousy's debut run. And I thought a recent jump out for number six, Skador, down the straight, said he had talent. It was a fast jump out. Microphone won that jump out, who won last week, and Skador was given a pretty easy time there. 2.576.
And as we look at the first race, we say good morning to Dean West. Good morning, Dean. How do you see the first?
Yeah, very, very well, thanks, Jason. No, I see it very similarly. I think Viking Warrior was good at Geelong on debut. The form all ties around him, and he's at the head of it. So I think he can beat Mousy, who he beat at Geelong, and then Mousy won at Geelong, beating Gamekeeper, who was very good there, and I think can run well. And I've put in Skador off that trial that Warren just outlined as next best. But yeah, I think Viking Warrior is the one to beat. 2, 7, 5, and 6.
Race number 2. In fact, we'll just get Terry Bailey's tips in the first race. He's gone for number 2, Viking Warrior, as well. 2, 5, 7 are the numbers from Terry in the first, 2, 5, and 7. Second race is the voting opens Monday for the All-Star Mile Handicap. This is the staying race, Trent, over 2,500.
For the second race on the card here, Jason, we have Lycurgus, who's been the most popular back runner for the card at Flemington today. Opened 2.10 on Wednesday, now into the red at $1.80. Pleasuring at 2.80. A gap then to Pedro Jimenez, who is at 7.50. And then to the double figures headed by Azurite at 10. And one for later, the best of the others at 13. But heavily supported here, Jason, is Lycurgus, a $1.80 favourite. And the weight of money, 80% of the support is for Lycurgus to win the second.
Yeah, it's a big go, isn't it, to Dean?
Yeah, look, he's clearly the one to beat too, Jason. His run last start to Etymology was good. Etymology won the Bagot, the third horse in the race. Berisha then ran second in the Bagot, so that's all the premier staying form line in the summer months in Melbourne, and he's the one to beat. Pleasuring got the good weight drop on her last run, and they rode her quietly and let her run home, as opposed to her previous run at Flemington, where she was way too close to a fast speed. I've put her in for second. Next best, number 5, Azurite. I don't have the backup really suited as you're right last start, and also the tight Mooney Valley track. I think onto the bigger track certainly suits. Put him in for third, and maybe number 6, Pedro Jimenez, next best. But I think the favourite will win. I think he's the good favourite of the day, 2, 3, 5, and 6.
A lot of short price favourites throughout the day, and you've got to try and find the ones that are more gilt-edged than others, I suppose. And it does look a good race for Lycurgus. The form through Etymology, which is the measuring stick for this race, is solid, and he appreciated getting up to the 2,500 metres last start. He's the one to beat, number 2, Lycurgus. Look, Pedro Jimenez is holding his form well and also has the Etymology form line to work through. He likes racing over the staying trip here at Flemington, gets a little claim here. I think Lockie King will probably get down to at least 52 kilos with his 3-kilo claim here. Azurite also has the Etymology form line from a couple of runs ago. Didn't have the best of luck on that occasion back to Flemington from that run at Mooney Valley. Suits and Pleasuring seems to be getting back to something like her form as a 3-year-old, where she was a stakes winner in Adelaide over a staying trip. 2.563.
Terry has gone for the 2 as well in Lycurgus to beat 6.3 and 7. 2.637 there from Terry Bailey. The third race here, Trent, over 1,400 metres, benchmark 70.
In the market order here, Jason, we have Rocks the Castle, who is the favourite at 3.60. English Gambler at 4.80. Abyssinian at 6.50. Weapon at 9.50. And then you have El Magnificence, who heads the others at 11. But just with Rocks the Castle, just slightly easy as the favourite at 3.60. There has been support for English Gambler, who opened 7.50 on Wednesday and is now into that $4.80 mark. Also, Abyssinian, who's been 11 in the 6.50. So just keeping away from the favourite here, Rocks the Castle. Support here for English Gambler and Abyssinian for the third at Flemington.
What have you got on top here, Warren?
Yeah, I can understand the support for those two runners, Jason. Abyssinian comes through a terrific form race last start behind Tin Hat and Pico, who both won at Sandown on Wednesday. And she was the eye-catcher in that run, making good ground. Late fitter with that run under the belt, probably close to her top now. I'm with her ahead of probably the query run of the race in number 7, English Gambler. The New Zealand form's good. Seems to handle all track surfaces. First run for the Darren Weir stable. Recent jump out at Terang looked quite encouraging. Rocks the Castle gets out to 1,400 metres, but probably makes his own luck. He's had a tick-over jump out of Sandown since his most recent run and looks to be going well. And I thought Sabotage might be getting close to peak fitness. I think there's a win in Sabotage sometime soon, and with the claim, isn't that badly treated here. 16, 7, 5 and 1.
For you, Dave?
Yeah, sorry, Jason. I'm going with Abyssinian. I think that form line out of the last race behind Tin Hat and Pico. They both won on Wednesday at Sandown. Abiro finished behind and won at Geelong through last week. So it's a really good form line. I think she's well suited. I've got to declare I've got a small interest in English Gambler. He's a very nice horse. He's jumped out two occasions, Terang and Colac, and he looks to be going along pretty well. Rocks the Castle, I think up to 1,400 off the back of a recent jump out, should run well. And Dane Thunder, first run for the new stable. I think probably a bit of galloping room here. We'll be back off the speed, but he'll be strong late, could get into the money. But I think 16 and 7 are the key runners also. 16, 7, 5 and 2.
Good luck with English Gambler, Dean. Terry Bailey thinks that he can win. He's gone for your horse 7, 5, 16 and 1. 7, 5, 16 and 1. Brings us to the fourth race, Trent, over 2,000 metres, a benchmark 70.
There's a fair bit of interest in this race, Jason, but I will say that the favourite, Ocean X, has drifted as favourite from a price of 290 on Wednesday, now out to 330. Support for Made Me Shiver, who's been 5 into 4, just on this morning's betting, has been 440 into 4. Raw Performance overall opened $6 and is now at 420. Necessitas this morning's been 750 into 650. Yulong September at 750. And then Dream Big, who's had some specking, 12 into 9 today. Some varying opinions here in the fourth. Ocean X drifting as the favourite, 330. There's been money for Made Me Shiver, Raw Performance, and to a lesser extent, Necessitas and Dream Big.
Some promising three-year-olds in this race, too.
Yeah, I think so, Jason. I'm going with number 2, Yulong September. His debut win at Sandown, I thought, was outstanding, and then probably should have won in Adelaide. I think his most recent run at Caulfield was sound. I just think the 2,000 is going to suit him. I like Drawn Out to give him that bit of room to run on, and I'm with him to beat 1, Ocean X. She's doing a very good job in her first campaign, fifth run for the preparation, but will run well. Royal Performance finished just ahead of Yulong September at Caulfield, and he's got a real stayer's pedigree, so the extra distance holds no fears for him, and Made Me Shiver. She was a good winner at Geelong, and she did beat Ocean X, maybe a bit luckily, but was eased right down when she beat her at Yarra Valley. She's in the mix as well, so I think the top four have it, 2, 1, 3 and 4.
Yeah, I'm with the top four also, and I agree with you, Jason. I think there's some promising horses in this. We might see some Derby or Oaks contenders in the future come out of this race. Ocean X is getting deep into her first racing preparation, but she had a bit against her at Moonee Valley last start, where she was back from 1,700 to 1,600 metres, and I don't think she got round the last turn at Moonee Valley that well. It's up to 2,000 metres here, which I think will suit. But she is getting deep enough into that first racing prep. But gets a claim here for Lockie King. Awkward barrier draw. But with the brakes, I think she can run well again. I've got her on top of Raw Performance, who was strong to the line last start in a race that was dominated a bit closer to the speed. Wasn't run at a quick tempo early. He ran well. Made Me Shiver has a victory over Ocean X going back a few starts ago. Both horses have won since. I don't think there'll be a lot between them. And Yulong September and Royal Performance come through the same race last start. And again, I don't think there'll be a lot between them. Not a lot of confidence in the actual winner, but I do think it'll come out of numbers 1, 3, 4 and 2.
Well, we've got Terry with the same numbers, 1, 3 and 2. 1, 3, 2 and 4 from him, Ocean X, on top there in the fourth race. Brings us to race number 5 here, Trent. This is the richest race of the day. $250,000 up the grabs here for the three-year-olds over 1,100 metres in the English Dash.
And for this race here, Jason, in market order, we have a change of favouritism since we went up on Wednesday. We have the Rondor, who opened 4.20 and is now at the top of the market at $3.10. Do well, has eased as the original favourite from 3.90 to 4. Not a dramatic drift there, but there has been more support for Rondor. Beers with Clint has been as short as 4.80, just out to 5.50 now. Propozina at 6.50. The Alec Galloper in single figures is Ollivander at 8.50. For the fifth here, there has been the change of favouritism after we put up the market on Wednesday. Lorondor now at $3.10 ahead of Do Well at $4.
Yeah, certainly looks the class runner resuming, but the others might have the fitness edge. How did you see the race, Warren?
Well, I'm actually going with another runner resuming, and yeah, I really don't have a lot of confidence about this race, Jason. But Ollivander in a recent jump out at Flemington was solid in a fast jump out for the morning, trialled nicely. He's resuming here as a gelding, and he didn't really look to come back last preparation, but previously races behind Long Leaf certainly stands out as a run that would have him in the mix here. And first up, I'm going to go with 2 Ollivander. Thorondor can certainly win. He's got the inside barrier draw down the straight. Not a big field, but yeah, he might just need a little bit of luck, but certainly his runs down the straight, particularly behind Encryption, could have him in the mix here in the Dane Hill Stakes. I can understand the support for him. One I think is over the odds is number 5, Mumbles. Probably should have won last start in an easier race, but I think he's better than his current rating suggests, and I think he'll get clear galloping room here, and he didn't get that at Warrnambool. Number 8, Do Well, gets a pretty significant weight swing around on Tropezina from their last meeting, with this being a no-claim race. 2, 3, 5, 8.
Yeah, I've gone the same numbers. I don't like the race that much because dealing with horses coming off bad preparations or ordinary runs, but I think Ollivander's got the best talent nearly in the race if he shows it. He didn't come up in the spring. He didn't look right. He didn't race well. He's since trial okay. He's been gelded. I'm going with him. Thorondor can win. His Daniel Stakes run's good enough. He tapered off at the end of the last preparation. Yes, they were good races, but he was beaten significantly. 5 Mumbles is a good value chance. He's up in grade, but he should have won with ease at Warrnambool. And Do Well, I think, is the best of those fillies down the bottom, coming through a good run and a big weight turnaround on Tropezina. 2, 3, 5 and 8.
Terry's gone for number 8. He'd Do Well to beat 3, 2 and 9. Do Well on top, race 5, number 8. The 6th race, this is a benchmark 84 over at 1,400 metres. Trent, first leg of the quaddie.
It is the first leg of the quaddie here, Jason, and we have Mastering, who's just slightly easy as the favourite from the opening price of $2.80 on Wednesday to now $3. Set to Sparkle has been supported, particularly this morning, from as much as $6.50 into $5. Mount Kilcoy at $6. A couple at $9 in Kaching and also Hey Now. Heptagon at $9.50. And then you have King's Command, who is the best of the others at $12. Mastering, just a drifter as a favourite at $3. But noting that Set to Sparkle has been supported this morning from $6.50 into $5 as the second elect.
Well, it might be able to get across and lead here. Dean, how did you see race 6?
Yeah, I think the key runner here for me is Mount Kilcoy, first up from a spell. I think he's a really good talent. Whether 1,400 today is absolutely ideal, but he looks to have jumped out pretty well, and he was pretty reliable last campaign. His only out was when he pulled up lame at his last run. I'm going to go with him. Mastering's got a good chance. Interesting, the blinker's coming off, hoping him to settle a little bit better, but he has got an awkward draw then to contend with as well. 7, Kaching, conversely, has got a much better draw than last start at Caulfield, where he was virtually condemned to going back. I think he'll race a lot closer to the speed here, and I think he's got a terrific little chance. And number 6, Ribeye, who looks to have jumped out quite well, can run well fresh. 11, 4, 7 and 6.
I'm sure we're going to disagree soon, but I reckon Mount Kilcoy is a really exciting galloper. I'm sure he's going to be the best horse to come out of the race. Jump out a few weeks ago at Terang says that he's come back well, and he's going to get out to staying trips as he develops. But in his first racing prep, he was effective over shorter courses. Kicking off here at 1,400 metres, gee, I think he's going to run well, number 11, Mount Kilcoy. Mastering was a short price favourite, and he got the money last start. He may be over-raced a fraction. McPrice has taken the blinkers off, but he's in the mix. King's Command intention is to go forward from that inside draw, and if he gets control of the race, he might be hard to run down. And I thought Kaching was good first up, would be fitter with that run under the belt, and does have a good second up record. 11, 4, 1, 7.
Terry Bailey's gone for number 6, Ribeye, to win first up, to beat 4, 1 and 11, 6, 4, 1 and 11. Brings us to race number 7, the feature event of the day here, Trent, the Kensington Stakes over 1,000 metres.
This is the race of the day, which has the black type here, Jason, and the market has been pretty much status quo since we went up with the final field on Wednesday. We have Champagne Cuddles, who's currently the $2 favourite, did open $2 on Wednesday, got out to as much as $2.10. Now at the $2 mark, Glenall, not too much change, 4 in the $3.90, though not a dramatic firm there. Thermal Current at $6.50, Miss Rock at $9, And then a couple in double figures that are given some sort of a chance, Heart of a Lion and also Snitchcraft at 11 and 12 respectively. But at present, Champagne Cuddle's the even money favourite for the Kensington Stakes. But just reiterate that there hasn't been a dramatic firmer or easer since we had this market open.
Well, it's been a big week for Bjorn Baker with wins at the Magic Millions and then again at Gosford in black type. Champagne Cuddle's the class of the race here, Warren, but I suppose down the Flemington Straight the first time, the slight query.
That can be a query, 1,000 metres here with one trial under the belt, and up there with 59.5 kilos, not doubting her quality and her obviously outstanding first up record. I think a horse that's trialled up nicely and a Sydney Raider is number 5, Glen Hall. I like what I've seen at the trials. Again, an inside barrier draw down the straight. That's a challenge for Dwayne Dunn, but he's a master tactician, and I love the way Glen Hall's trialling up. I'm going to go with 5 ahead of 2. Champagne Cuddles, who has trialled up nicely and could certainly win the race. I just think there's a little bit of a challenge with the conditions of this race. The reliable horse down here with the straight track form is number 1, Thermal Current. I think he's the other must include. And 6, Snitchcraft, has been up to Brisbane and back since his last run, or for his last run, and might be next best, because he's formed through Brave Song and others going back not that far, certainly has him in the mix here. I'm working around numbers 5, 2 and 1. 5, 2, 1, 6.
Yeah, I've got them the other way around. I'm going with Thermal Current. I just know that he gets down the straight well, he can carry weight well, and I just think each way he might be the safest option. Champagne Cuddles, first time that she's carried more than 56 kilos in a race, but she's the highest performed horse in the race here, and she's trialled up nicely. First go down the straight. 5, Glen Hall, as Warren's mentioned, has trialled up really nicely, and I think he's got a very good chance. I think you want all 3 of them running for you in the quaddy, and I'll put in Snitchcraft next best. 1, 2, 5, and 6.
Terry's gone for number 4, Miss Rock, to win. 5, 2, 1, and 5. 4, 2, 1, and 5. Race 8 here. Trent is a benchmark 84 over 1,800.
Jason, we have Lure Me In, who is the favourite and has been supported from $2.70 on Wednesday to now $2.30. There's also been Admirers for 5 Kingdom, who's been $7.50 into 5, but not to the extent of Lure Me in terms of money wagered. Hill McCurrah at $7.50. Black Sail has been easy, 7-8. Fastnet Latina at 9. And then you've got Kentucky Breeze, who heads the others at 10. Lure Me In, a $2.30 favourite. It wasn't the greatest New Year's Day for the punters that back Lure Me In that time around, but hopefully can go one better today in the 8th on the card at Flemington.
Yeah, well, he jumps up in grade a bit, but he gets a big weight relief here. Dean, have you got him on top?
I have, Jason. I think you can make a case he should have won his last 3, and one of those 2 starts back was against Silence, who won again on last Saturday in open grade at Flemington, and then last time out from the wide draw, he went a long way back. I think with the structure of the race from the draw up a bit in trip, and a few of these, there's 3 in the race to the jumpers, so he's going to be ahead of a few, and the weight drop you mentioned, and gets the senior rider back on, Luke Curry, who rode him to victory 3 starts back. Lure Me In to win to beat 6-5 Kingdom. He's had 7 starts, 4 wins, 3 placings, so I'm not expecting him to drop away off what he's been doing. He's a really consistent horse. 7, Kentucky Breeze. I think he'll get a really good run from the draw, and back to 1,800 metres, I think Suits and Black Sail got his win last start and can certainly be competitive again. 13, 6, 7 and 3.
I'm with Lure Me In also, and I think he stands out. He was an eye-catcher and unlucky, and just from a wide draw had too much to do last start, but he was really strong through the line, and he was good without any luck at all on a quick back-up into that run, his previous run behind Salence. That's good form, and I think he's clearly the one to beat. 13, Lure Me In, up in distance from a good draw with Luke Curry on. I think all of those are positives. Fastnet Latina got the blinkers on in a slowly run race last start and was the eye-catcher late in that race. I've got him in as next best. Kilmacurra drops back in distance from a run over 2,000 metres, but was very solidly run race. He's got good fitness on his side, and I thought Black Sail, who was the horse who was perhaps the beneficiary of that slowly run race that Fast Latina comes through, no knock on the way he's going at all. But I'm keen on 13 out of 9, 11 and 3.
And Terry Bailey's gone for number 9, Fastnet Latina, to beat numbers 13, 11 and 6, 9, 13, 11 and 6. Bring us to the last, Trent. This is the benchmark 84 over 1,200.
The last of the day at Flemington here. Jason, we have Langrow, who is the favourite after opening $5 on Wednesday, had been supported into as short as $3.10. Just noting this morning, though, has been $3.10 out to $3.30. and that is due to money that's come in for Intuition, who has tightened this morning from 550 to 480. Exaltara at 650. Just Highfalutin continues to be specced ever since we went up on Wednesday. Went up $12 and it now at 850. And then to the double figures, Streets of Avalon at 12. And there's a couple at 13 in Columbia and also Tbilisi. Lang Row, a $3.30 favourite, but from this morning, we've had money for Intuition, who's been 550 into 480, and just the watch on Just Highfalutin, who has been backed ever since we went up, 12 into 850.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. She's, I think, unbeaten second up Just Highfalutin, a good record over the 1,200. What have you got on top, Warren?
Look, I've got one at double figure odds here, Jason, but not a lot of surprise me here, but I could certainly have something each way on number 7, Streets of Avalon, who's $12 Trent outlined there and has been trimming up a little bit from better odds. Gee, he was good first up in a solidly run race and he stuck to his task really well. Down the straight, late in the day, drawn wide, I think that could well be the right part of the track to be. He'll make his own luck and could have something each way on 7, Streets of Avalon. Langrose got the Star 4 form line, which you saw in Sydney last week. That's a strong form reference. He'll be fitter with that run under the belt. As will Just Highfalutin from her first up run. You've already referenced her good second up stats. And gee, I could include Board the Gain, Intuition and Atlantic City in trifectas and first fours. I've put number 13, Board the Gain, who I thought just raced a little bit fresh first up and will be fitter with that run under the belt as next best. 7 each way ahead of 15, 4 and 13.
Yeah, it looks a pretty open race, but I like Exaltara each way here. I think this horse is going really well. He won at Moonee Valley. He was just too close to a good speed, two starts back, and then last time out just got speared off on the home turn. Really hit the line well. I just think he's got a good chance. I think Intuition's hitting this race third up at the right stage of his preparation. Really well placed by James Cummings. Good winning chance. They're the two for me. Streets of Avalon was brave first up. He's got a chance. Atlantic City's got a value chance. Fitter for one run in. Ran second in this race last year behind Just Highfalutin, who I think he meets about 4.5 kilos better for that meeting last year. And I'll be putting 15 Langrow in the quaddy. But open race, but I like 12 and 11. 12, 11, 7 and 6.
Terry Bailey's the best bet of the day. Came up in the last 15 Langrow on top from him. 15, 12, 7 and 4. Time for a best bet, gentlemen. Dean, what's your best today?
Jason, my best is Lure Me In. I think he's very hard to beat. Race 8, number 13. I think the other good favourite is Lycurgus. Race 2, number 2. And the best value of the day is race 4, number 2, Yulong September.
Yulong September. And what about for you, Warren?
I'm in sync with Lormy, and I think of the favourites throughout the day. He's a backable price, and he's in a perfect race for me. Race 8, number 13, Lormy In, and I'm going to wait. And some of those winnings have on each way. Race 9, number 7, Streets of Avalon.
Streets of Avalon. Just sort of might get your opinion, too. We've seen Jamie Carr coming across the border to commence her career now full-time in Melbourne. I think she's freelancing there. Dean and Warren, what are your thoughts about that? She should have a pretty immediate impact, you'd think. She hasn't got too many great mounts today, but I'm sure she'll do very well.
Well, she rode the last winner last night, Something Silver, so it's got her on the board. She's been here before in her apprenticeship with Mick Price, so she knows the tracks. So that's the good starting point, and we've seen her come over for the carnivals in recent years. So, yeah, she's certainly a welcome addition. It'll be interesting to see how she's received. I think she's going to go to most of the tracks through the week and ride the jump outs to try and get herself established.
Yeah, we've got that circuit, Jason. We have jump outs at Cranbourne on a Monday, Caulfield on a Tuesday, Flemington on a Friday. She's already established some contacts over here, so she'll slot in nicely, and she's got that great advantage that horses just run so well for her, and she's a proven quality rider. So it's a competitive market here, as it is in Sydney, but I'm sure she'll make it a mark.
Yeah, a lot of putters love backing her in Adelaide, and I'm sure they'll cross the border with her and support her as well. Just, Trent, before we go, what's been the best back to date, Flemington? Can you give us a couple that putters have warmed to?
I'd say the three notable runners here for Flemington, Jason. Race 1, number 2, Viking Warrior. Race 2, number 2, Lycurgus. And race 8, number 13, Lure Me In. And I'd say of the three, we'll go with race 2, number 2, Lycurgus.
Okay, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Dean, Warren and Trent, many thanks. Have a good day today.
Good on you, Jason. Thanks, thank you.
Okay, that's our Flemington preview on Racing HQ. Great to have you with us on Sky Sports Radio this morning. Stay with us, 28 after 9. Bernie Cooper coming along shortly with the Eagle Farm preview.
Sky Sports Radio presents the very best in Australian greyhound racing action tonight. Join us at Wentworth Park, Sydney's home of greyhounds, for the prestigious Paws of Thunder Grand Final. Late mail, interviews and the calls tonight on Sky Sports Radio. Lightning, lightning.
Whinge at wine about the traffic? Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Good morning. Lights are flashing yellow. General Holmes Drive at Bestick Street affecting traffic in all directions. Opera in the Domain today from 4pm. We're expecting an extra 20,000 people around town. And Art Gallery Road and Hospital Road will be closed to inbound traffic when we turf them out at around about 8.30 or so this evening. M5 is having a pretty good morning inbound, slowing marginally there on your approach to King George's Road. And Pittwater Road offering a good run past our northern beaches. Get caught speeding this long weekend and you'll face double the points. With double demerits in Friday the 25th till Monday the 28th of January, you can stop it or cop it. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you all of Harness Racing's Carnival of Cups action. Thursday, we're off to Tamworth for live music, fashion, kids activities and the Golden Guitar. Tamworth's Carnival of Cups, Thursday night on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Australians are practical people. So what about a useful everyday diary for women full of essential health information that also saves lives? Now that's something. The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Buy one for yourself or someone you love and do something that does something. It's just $18.95 from newsagents, Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. It's now 29 minutes to 10 o'clock. 29 minutes to 10 o'clock on Racing HQ. Great to have your company. We're about to have a preview of Eagle Farm with Bernadette Cooper. She'll be along very shortly to run us through her selections for the first meeting since the 22nd of December at Eagle Farm, and looking forward to the big nine race card there today from Brisbane. Just before we get to Bernie, I might run you through the scratchings today. In fact, we've got a stack of scratchings through the program today, the nine races, so we might leave that because Bernie has just joined us on the line. Good morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Good to talk to you. It's good to be back at Eagle Farm. Looking forward to seeing how the track plays today, but I think everybody was happy with it a month or so ago, and having a check to Peter Birch this morning, he seems very happy with how it's knitted since then.
Yeah, it's almost worth a party, isn't it? everybody's very happy, and I don't see why this track wouldn't race in fantastic order here today. And you only had to look at the turnover when on the one day that Eagle Farm was back to see how fabulous it is for Queensland racing and all the participants to have it back in action. So we're really looking forward to a great day today. Lots of scratchings, I know, but they were massive fields anyway, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of emergencies and the like. And anyway, they're still decent-sized field. And, yeah, always good to have a bet at Eagle Farm. And I think it's good for racing, especially when it's racing well. Let's start our preview, Bernie, with race number one. This is for the two-year-olds over 1,000 metres. Favourite is number eight, Epimata, at $2.70, who's been solid. Five Icelander, $5.50. Four Big Boy Roy is $6. Two Arnwood at $7, nine Underwood at $8, and three Better Than Magic Best of the rest at $10. Not a lot of change in the betting. How do you see the youngsters?
Well, I'm going to tip Icelander here, and that's no knock on Empomada. She's had the one start for one win, but I thought Icelander was pretty good on debut. He actually ran six, and he only beat a couple of horses home. He did get tired, but he did it the real tough way. It was three deep outside the leaders at Doomben, which is a death sentence anyway. So I thought he boxed on quite nicely. He's been had a little spell since then. When was that? That was back on the 3rd of November. So he's had some quiet time, and I thought his trial recently was pretty nice. And to be honest, even though they wrote him really negatively in that trial, he probably does have enough speed to hold sort of third or fourth spot here in the run and just doing it really, really easily. So he's not a very big horse. He's by Sizzling, so quite typical of the breed, but he trialled up well before his first start, and I think he'll race super today. Icelander on top. I like the trial of his stablemate, Big Boy Roy, recently. I'm sure he'll strip fitter from that. He draws barrier one. Obviously, Empomada, one start, one win over 860 at Gatton. A very dominant win, too. But you'd expect that, Tony Golan taking a first starter, a two-year-old, out to Gatton by Epaulette. So I don't think there were any surprises there. She was a $2.10 favourite, and she really just railed like a greyhound, which was her shining asset out there. The horse that ran third, I think, in that race, Shy Boy, scratched out of this, actually started $1.60 yesterday in Ipswich and was beat. But that's really pretty irrelevant for her, given how dominant she was in that race. And for fourth, flick back a page, I put in the nine, Underwood. So Underwood ran fourth to Dubious at her first start, and then you saw her in Sydney on the Kensington behind Hightail. So it's two really nice horses, both place getters in the Magic Millions. So she looks ideally placed. She's got a bit of work to do from that draw, and obviously she's a little bit weak that last sort of furlong as well. So 5, 4, 8, and 9.
Okay, race number two is a class three. This is over 1,000 metres. Eight runners, a few scratchings here, but the favourite is number 12, River Racer, who's been $2 into 185. A good money for her. Fresh today, I think a glasshouse placing last campaign. Two Connoisseur has also firmed up a little bit, $6.50. One Boom Chicka Boom is $8. Four Masterati is $8.50. And then it's six Good Time Charlie at $9.50. And 10 Show Us Your Diamonds at $10 here, Bernie.
It's a tricky race, this, because she has that really classy kind of form, but she's not really a first upper. Trial was good without, you know, she won a trial recently without sort of racing away with it, River Racer, that is. So I sort of, we could probably still go with Masterati here, who's first up from a spell. He just gets a few favours from that inside draw. I think he'll box seat. I don't think he'd lead probably Boom Chicka Boom or Connoisseur, but he will get it easy. Whether or not he's good enough to beat a few of these, time will tell. His win strike rate's not ideal, but he just looks like he's going to get that perfect run in transit here. So I've got him on top at this stage. Charles Diamond's also tried well, and to be honest, her record is very, very good. She's only had the five starts for three wins. I surmise that she'll go back a little bit, perhaps from the draw here today. It's a tad tricky, all those mere scratchings in this race, obviously. Connoisseur has been going super since coming to Queensland. He's another one that just on speed gets the right run from barrier two, and obviously River Racer has that listed placing last time out. Just her win, you know, she was won twice from 22. She has had 10 minor placings in there, but probably the weakest race she's raced in for a long time. So 4, 10, 2 and 12.
All right, move on to race three here. Good race this, an open handicap over 1,200 metres. Number five, Star Reflection, is the dominant favourite here. The in-form mare for Chris Lees and Jeff Lloyd, $2.10. Four Snoopy is $4.40. Three Can't Buy Better, $5.50. Six Publishing Power at $7.50, and one Upstart Pride is the best of the rest, Bernie, at $9.
Yeah, I think it's a great race for Snoopy. I think he's come back in great form. We saw him in the Keith now behind Most Important. He's beaten 2.5 lengths, and the other day he's beaten by Awesome Pluck, who we all have a very big opinion of. So I think third up, 1,200 is ideal for this horse, and Chris Munt's team's absolutely flying at the moment. Not only that, he gets in really well. I think he's got 0.5 kilo over the minimum here today, which, considering he had 60 kilos on his back last time behind Awesome Pluck, it's a significant weight drop for him, and he should get the run of the race, really, for him. He likes to sort of, well, he can lead or sit second or third. I don't think he'd be leading horses like Primal Flight and Upstart Pride, to be honest, but you never know. But I think he gets the right run. Dangers are obviously Star Reflection. She proved that winning at Big Odds in Sydney was no fluke, because she's very dominant winning over 1,400. She's got to come back a furlong and trip here today. I put in Upstart Pride. I'm not sure where he's at. I can't find any trials for him. I know that he loves Eagle Farm. He's got barrier one, and he's in really well with 56 kilos on his back. But he only had the one start last prep, which makes me think something went amiss with him. So we'll find out, I guess, today when we get to the races and Publishing Power, the best of the rest, the 4, 5, 1, and 6.
Race 4 is the staying race of the day. It's a benchmark 80. Not a lot between the top four in the betting here. 7, Miss Shanty's the favourite, 380 tab fixed odds. 4, High Power is $4. 3, KK Boy at 5. 1, Capital Gain at $5.50. And then there's a big gap to the fifth line of betting here, Bernie. Colour of Money at $15.
If KK Boy doesn't win today, I think he's in a bit of trouble. The problem with KK Boy is he had a real gut buster here a couple of starts at Doom, and in fact, two starts ago in the race won by Coldstone. So you just never know how they're going to bounce back. He looked okay at his next start, considering they stuck at a mile. Definitely looking for a trip now. He's placed up to a mile and a half in Europe, this horse. So I think he leads today, and I think he leads fairly comfortably. I actually thought there was only one other horse that might want to... Oh, Antigone led last start at Beaudesert over 2,400. I don't know whether they're going to go forward on Corridon here today, but he's the sort of horse that does set, particularly over 10 furlongs, a fairly high cruising speed that most likely will frighten a few off, and he can stick on. So, you know, he comes out of some better races than this... two listed races, his last two starts. He draws well in the Ormond to ride. So he certainly ticks all the boxes. Danger's a High Power for sure. He was finishing off really well. He didn't get much luck. He was held up there at the Gold Coast. He was last on the turn, had to ease to the outside. Then I went to one of the favourite, Miss Shanty, and indeed, I Feel Good. And that means I don't have a spot for Capital Gain, but at this stage I find him pretty hard to catch. So 3, 4, 7, and 2.
Okay, we'll move on to race 5 and see a benchmark 70 over the mile. It's an open race. 14 El Magico is $4.60 in favourite. 16 Pierre Bazelle at $5. 5 High Degree 6. 7 Pinch Passion 6.50. 13 Takings at 7. 10 Arizona at 9. 18 She's Reliable 9.50. And 9 Side Trip is an $11 chance. Look to be quite a few hopes here in the fifth race, Bernie.
Yeah, loads, aren't they? Look, I've gone away to 16 Pierre Bazelle, who I actually... There's a couple of concerns with him. It is only his second preparation, and this is his sixth start in, so it's just whether or not he's just, you know, holding together really, really well. The other thing with him is he led and controlled his maiden in Class 1 wins. However, the other day they rode him in behind them, and I feel he was much more effective, and his best work was that last 50 metres. So probably wants a little bit of tempo here to help him get into the right spot, but Luke's got options because he's drawn Barry 1 here, and he also drops massively in weight and carrying sort of 58, 57. He's down on the minimum here because he's up in grade a little bit. But promising Sebring Gelding from the Stuart Kendrick stable, and as I say, if he can just get that camp in behind some speed here today, looks a good race for him. Danger's Takings, I thought, is racing well from the Ben Curry stable. Probably likely to be one of the possible leaders. El Magico, the favourite, lightly race, but doing everything right at this stage. And then I put in the 7, which is Pinch Passion, who's third up, should be ready now to run some sort of a race. So 16, 13, 14, and 7.
The quaddie kicks off with a pretty good 3-year-old race. The classy Mashani Hustler second up from gate 1. It's the favourite way here. Over the 1,200 metres, $2.50 for the one horse, 5 Ram-tastic. Steve Hewlett was keen on it earlier this morning. It's second pick at $4.20 up in grade. 3 Viral at $4.60 for Toby Edmonds. And then it's 8 Magic Fox, $9.50. And 4 Gals, Calzini is best of the rest, Bernie at $10.
Yeah, I think this is a great race for the favourite, Mashani Hustler. I mean, he's only 4 kilos over the minimum now. With, you know, he's a listed winner, and, you know, he's racing horses out of Class 2s or Benchmark 65s and things like that. Just 4 kilos more than big, strong, lovely-looking horse. Returned in a great race the other day, went fifth to Fiery Heights and beat some pretty handy horses. So, again, gets plenty of favours from that inside draw, and he's a horse that can either make the speed or camp in behind. So I think he returned in great fashion the other day. So definitely with the favourite here, Mashani Hustler. I think outside of that, Elixir is great value. He was terrific at Eagle Farm and just out of the placings Magic Millions Day. The week before Magic Millions Day. Again, only a little horse, and he's down on the minimum. Then I've gone the way of the 3, which is Viral, and 5, Ram-tastic, who obviously dusted his rivals at Bowie last time out. So 1, 9, 3, and 5.
Okay, we'll move on to race 7. This is the open handicap over the mile. Good race. 1, Bergerac's the favourite way at $3.40. 8, FOMO is $4. 11, Constantine, $5.50. And then 3, Aquavit, 7, 4, Emphasis, $7.50. And number 6 is Inji Goodby, who's a $9.50 chance. Who do you like, race 7?
Yeah, I tried to. I thought about tipping Dreams of Plenty here, but because I think he's really ready to win a race, but I just think Bergerac gets, again, the perfect run. I know he rises 3 kilos here today, but I don't think that'll be a big concern because what it should be in this horse's favour today is Eagle Farm. And I surmise Dreams of Plenty will have to go forward from his draw. He probably doesn't have too many options. So this horse, again, gets the perfect camp on his hardest opposition. So let's stick with Bergerac. Dreams of Plenty, definitely a danger. He was never on the track behind Bergerac last time out. He was great behind Victorum when ridden off the speed. I wish he drew a barrier today and they could have just rode him a little bit quiet and perhaps always ripping to the front on him. Aquavit was very good over the 1800 at the coast last time out. And he's in beautifully too at the weight with Jag's claim here today, and that brings you back to the minimum. And FOMO, he might go forward and be one of our leaders here as well, and probably take some catching with Bailey Nordis to ride him. So I don't know if Bailey can ride. I'll have to look that up. I don't know whether he's 52 or 51, but if he gets him with 51, it certainly takes some catching FOMO. So 1, 2, 3, 8.
Okay, we'll move to race 8. It's a class 6. It's over 1,200. Number 8's the favourite here, My Girl Hayley for Jeff Lloyd, Tony Gollan. 1, King Lear at $6.50. 16, Envy of All at $6.50. 11, Jet Sonic is $8. 14, Mogador $8.50. And then it's 18, Mashani Electra $9.50. And 4, Pressway at 10. Race 8.
Yeah, I like Pressway. He's resuming here. He had some pretty solid form last prep here. He's actually put together a very good record. I think he's had 18 starts for 5 wins and 11 placings. So he is a little bit of the pundit's pal, really. He ran into horses like Prioritise and Court the King, Shogun Sun, those sorts of horses last prep. So I think he's fairly good valued around the 10 to 1, and his trial recently was good there as well. So we'll go to 4. My Girl Hayley obviously will be on the speed doing plenty of, hopefully not plenty of work, but that's usually where she likes to sit in her races. She was good first up, but King Lear, it's also first up. It's won 6 of 12 with all these scratchings, comes into a half or better barrier anyway. And then I put in the 5, which is Super Suave first up. So 4, 8, 1, 5.
And the last race, Bernie, a benchmark 80s over 1,400 metres. Number 8, Auerbach's the favourite for Chris Waller. 4.20 has firmed up from $5.50. There's been money for it. 10 Coral Bay is at $4.60. 4 Bluebrook at $4.80. 11 Brains $6.50. And the best of the rest is 9. Looks like Elvis, who's $10.
I've got Bluebrook on top here. He's not only a big horse, and I think he probably just struggled with the 59 on his back there in that class 3. But last start, when he came out behind Bergerac, so if Bergerac wins that earlier race, it's looking good for this fellow. And he's also a horse that I think will absolutely relish Eagle Farm. So Kelly's just sort of picked him over really nicely, this horse. And 1,400 on a big track at Eagle Farm is definitely going to be his go. So I'm with Bluebrook. Dangers at Elvis. He's pretty consistent, really far away. Allback obviously was flying and looked like he won actually at the coast, but he's just nutted out of that race. And Coral Bay, another one obviously well suited at Eagle Farm. Won 3 in a row and then was beaten last start, but still pretty good. Probably that was perhaps a little bit of a doom and factor for him there. He's very much a big track horse. So 4, 9, 8, and 10.
All right, Bernie, what's your best bet today at Eagle Farm?
Excuse me, I really like Snoopy. So that's race 3, number 4. And I like Bluebrook in the last, so race 9, number 4.
Race 3, number 4, and race 9, number 4. Thanks very much, Bernie. Have a good day today.
Will do. Thanks, Dave.
See you. OK, there's Bernie Cooper with the Eagle Farm preview. In a moment, we'll have a Kembla Grange preview.
Coming up at 10, Paul Joyce previews every race in Sydney.
Racing HQ on a Saturday morning. Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. Nice to have you with us listening. We've got a Kembla Grange preview, as I mentioned, coming up in a moment. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Paul Joyce and Andrew Giorgio to preview the Sydney card today at Rose Hill. And then after 10.30 today, we'll have PA along with the Devortley competition and the Menangle preview with Amanda Rando and the Wentworth Park preview with Tim Newbold, all coming up after 10 a.m. Well, good to see Kembla Grange back on track after they had to cancel last week's after a lot of rain, but no such problems this week. And Chantelle Buckley is headed south and is about to try and find us a few winners. Morning to you, Shani.
Morning, Jace. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Not a bad car today at Kembla, and looking forward to seeing the track back up and running again today, and a good 7 race card.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Last week they were washed out, and then 7 days later we're racing on a good 3 service. It just goes to show how good the weather was this week. So it's great that they're back racing, and unfortunately they do lose quite a lot of meetings throughout the year due to wet weather, but we've got to deal with what we're faced with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good to see them back on track today. Should get a nice crowd out there today at Kembla. Let's see if we can find a winner in the first race, which is a maiden, and it's over 1,200 metres. Poolang Pooler is the favourite here. Shani, number 3 at 2:30. Narrowly in front of number 1, Mixed New Chick, at 2:40, and then 5 Lux Fortune at 5:50. They're the three that are hard in the market. How did you see race 1?
Yeah, and they're the three that I've got on top here. I've gone 1, 3, 4, and 5. I'm going to put Mixed New Chick on top. I know she's had 6, well, this will be a 7th go, but she's consistent. She's placed on 5 occasions, and 4 of her placings have been at her home track. She just bumped into what I think is probably a handy one last time out in Mishume. That was over the 1,300, back to the 1,200. I think the likes of Poolang Pooler and Lux Fortune go forward, so she should get a nice fit just in behind them. Winona knows the mare well, and she rides her again today. So I'm going to give her a chance, and hopefully she can break through at start number 7. I don't mind the favourite here, Poolang Pooler, obviously a former Mark Newnham runner now with Gary Neal. Now this mare resumes here off a couple of nice trials, both at Warwick Farm there. She won her first trial back and then finished second in her next trial. But last preparation, she placed on all three runs, and they were all at provincial grade. She had 45 weeks off the scene, so I would assume off the 2 trials she'd be fit enough for this first up assignment over the 1,200. In true fourth spot, I'm going to throw a speed camera here. Gets the 3 kilo claim for Chelsea Ings, 29 weeks off. No trials in between. I'm assuming probably a jump out at home, but she put a few placings on the board last prep as well, again, all at provincial level. And we'll throw the 5 Lux Fortune in. Started favourite first up at Nowra, but outside the lead, I thought she had every possible chance. And to be honest, I thought it was a little bit disappointing to the line there. She'll definitely take a lot of improvement second up here. So she was beaten 2.6 there at Nowra, so she would certainly need to have improved off that. 1, 3, 4, 5 in the first, Jay.
Okay, Shani, race 2 is the Keep Dapto Great Maiden. Good name for a race, that one. 1,000 metres here and get off and have 3 of the top 6 in the market. 7 Quenya is one of them. It's at $3.50. It's firmed up from $4. 1 Catapult's at $4.80. 6 Molly Malone at $4.80. 5 Agassi at $5. And 8 Chickadilly Next Best at $7.50. Race 2.
I'm going to put Chickadilly on top. I'm going to go 8, 4, 7, and 1, and people might think, well, that's a strange move, but I just really like their effort at Wyoming debut. She drew the one. She had a nice run just behind them. She looked a little bit lost when she got out. Then when Tegan really got at her, I thought she found the line really impressively. Now, I probably would have liked to have been a step up a touch in distance, but they have kept her at the 1,000. She has a warning for a racing manners issue because she did duck out quite abruptly in the straight there, but I think it was due to greenness. She's back on her home track, and a bigger track, which will certainly suit her. So where she lands from the gate, I guess, is questionable, but she didn't really show a lot of speed on debut, so I'd say she will settle just in behind them. Into a second spot, I've got the Galaxy Godolphin runner here. Now, I'm quite surprised that she's going around at $12 because she's placed on 4 occasions from 6 runs. Last time out, she finished 3rd behind a handy couple of horses, actually. And she's got the speed to overcome the wide draw, so I just don't know if punters were shying away because she drew 11, but she certainly jumps and runs, so I think she'll be able to settle in a forward position. Her stablemate in Quenya, I think it is, into a second, 3rd spot, actually. Now, her run at Gosford the other day wasn't too bad, but when she resumed, she was beaten over the 900 there. It's behind the likes of Wonder Babe, who has since come out to win in town. So I think she was beaten by a nice one there. And then I'll throw the 1 in Catapult, another Godolphin runner. Crossover noseband for the first time. He's had 3 trials spaced out, and his recent trial, he sort of got back and was quiet now. He got beat 8 lengths in a trial, but take out Mr. Dependable, and he probably wasn't beaten as far as what the form reads there. And Mr. Dependable, I think, is a really nice horse from the Gay Waterhouse stable going forward. So we'll go 8471 in the second.
Okay, race three is the staying race, 2400 metre benchmark 64. Number one, He's Imposing, back in grade today, the Joe Pride run at $2. Three Front View at $6, eight Diamond Maid $7, two Porky Pies $9, and five Griddle Bones Best of the Rest, Shani, at $9.50.
I like it. He's Imposing up on 1.7.10.3. As you say, he's back in grade. He's on the 7-day backup. It was a benchmark 78 where he's beaten 1.6 there behind Mazaz and Earth Angel. He's back to a 64 race. I know he rises to 6 kilos, but he's rock hard fit, and I don't mind horses like this coming back. He's got 59 kilos. He's a solid boy. I've seen him before, so I think he sort of gets in pretty well, to be honest. Into a second spot, we'll throw the 7 here. In dress rehearsal. Look, I know it took her a long time to get in and on the board, but I just liked her win at Kembla the other day. It was a kind of only a class one maiden over the 2000, but she seems really adaptable. If there's no speed on, she'll relax. If there's speed on, then even better for her. And she won in the race by about a length and a half there. So we'll give her another chance. She does race well here at home. Into third spot, we'll throw the 10 in Dashing Special. It can be a little bit frustrating for punters, but he's probably outclassed, well, he definitely was outclassed in the Listed Pats Club Cup over the 2400 last time out, but prior to that, he finished third and second. So, he gets a few, he's had a few convictions. However, he gets the Norton bit on here today, which I think will help him because he can race keen mid-stage, so that'll help him and the three in Front View. Gets a kilo and a half claim for Jenny, won a class one maiden last time out, but did win it quite impressively. He was a winner by about five lengths, actually. So he was pulling away. He'll appreciate the 2400 for sure. 1.7.10.3.
The fourth race is the first leg of the quaddy. It's a benchmark 70 over the mile. One Brother in Arms, who goes well here and has that Turnberry form. It's the $3.80 favourite in an open race. Five Miss Jennies at $3.90. Four Happy 70 on the hat trick today, $4.20. And then a gap to two Beazle at $8.06. California Firebirds next best, Shani, at $9.50.
I don't mind this race. I think it's a pretty handy benchmark 70, to be honest. It was one of those races you could put, five or six numbers in. I had to get rid of a couple, which I didn't want to leave out, but I've gone 2-1-5-4. I'm going to put Bazelle on top, the 2 kilo claim here for Brendan Griffiths. Now, I thought his run the other day at Kenzo was really good. He got back, he circled the field, and he really attacked the line quite strong. Three of his five wins have been over the mile, so he absolutely relishes the distance here. He's coming back into it, but he's rock hard fit. And sometimes I do like horses that are coming back with the fitness on the board there. He'll be settling just in behind, and he should be doing his best work late. Hasn't raced here at the track, but I just love the fact that he's a miler. The into second spot, I've got the toppy here. He's got 61 kilos now. He only carried 53 the other day, so he does rise 8 kilos there. But it was a big run last Saturday, and that was a benchmark 78 over the 1500. I would have liked to have seen a claim on him, to be honest, but they've opted for the senior rider here. The 5 in Miss Jenny. She actually comes out of the same race there as Bazelle, and she ran on quite nicely. She's beaten 2.4, and then we'll throw her stablemate, Happy 70. Look, he's certainly the horse, the progressive horse in the race. There's nothing wrong with what he did the other day. He only just beat Teomo to the line there. Now, I've had to leave Teomo out, and there wasn't a lot separating the pair of them. So, as I said, it's a tricky race. We'll go 2-1-5-4 here.
Okay, race five. This is the Kembla Granger State Cup, a class one over 1500. Number five, Akara Mist, the favourite at 370. Seven Swiss is a 420 chance. Bit of money today for eight Lolita Gold, 650 to 420. Best of the rest, three Sizzled, 650 and one Risen Air. Who's $9?
I like Lolita Gold here. I think she's really good value, actually. And look, she didn't do much as a 2-year-old. They must have had a bit of an opinion of her. They took her to the Wellington Group there. She did start at long odds and was well beaten, but she had a 38-week break. She resumed on a firm two at Canberra and absolutely bolted in. She was back into about $9.50 there, but she settled just in behind them, and when Simon Miller went for her, she really found something. So it's not easy going from a country maiden to a class one at the provincials, but you've got to respect the fact that she won the race by almost 5 lengths. I'm going to put her on top at value. She's got 54 kilos on her back. Winona Costin goes on board. She hasn't ridden her, but I'm sure she'll suit her down to the ground. I think into second spot, we'll put Resin Air now. He's had a number of runs. This will be his 16th start. First up, he didn't do a lot in a class two, and then he went to a class two at Wyong and was beaten about a length and a half there.
That was in a Rising Star race, so we got the claim there. Johnny Grisdale goes back on board. He knows the horse really well. He actually won his maiden on him at Canterbury. In true third spot, we'll throw the 5 in Icara Mist. She won a maiden 2 starts ago. Then went to a 64 race at Wyong, where she was beaten almost 2 lengths there behind Zavance. That form isn't too bad here. And into fourth spot, we'll throw the three, actually, in Sizzled. Now, he only won a very weak maiden Newcastle 3 starts ago. Then went to Wyong in a condition 70 race, finished 3rd, and then last time out, his run was fair, but I thought I'd just pop him in and give him another chance. So 8, 1, 5, and 3 with a value here in the 8 La Lepa Gold.
Okay, race 6 is the 1500-metre maiden as well. The John O'Shea trained filly Killer Instinct, who just missed in town, second up. She's the 190 favourite in from $2. 1 Bar None at $6. And then at 7 Home Scene at 9 and 9 Shaman's Best of the Rest at $10. Race 6.
It's pretty hard to go past the favourite here, the odds-on favourite, Killer Instinct. She was brilliant last time out at the Kenzo. Beating the nose behind and bringing the magic there. She was back. She was caught up. She was caught deep from the 800. I thought she really attacked the line strong and was only beaten in a photo finish. Comes back in grade here. And she's only got the 55.5 kilos. She'll get a nice run from gate number 5. So I'm going to put her on.